the Horizon, the official podcast of the Horizon League, your number one source for all the league's top headlines. Here's your host, Justin Kinner.
All right, everybody, welcome in Reach the Horizon, the official podcast of the Horizon League. I'm Justin Kinner, excited to be bringing you another week's edition of the podcast. In fact, we have a lot to talk about today. I'm excited to bring on our guest here in just a moment, Alex Sogard. He's the head baseball coach for the Wright State Raiders. And, they're heading back to the NCAA championship after they just captured their fourth Horizon League championship in the last six seasons. And I got to say, I got to give a huge shout out to, of course, the athletics department at Wright State University hosting another Horizon League tournament championship this past weekend for the baseball side of things, between the job that they did along with the league, the Horizon League, Dan Glyatt and company. Shout out to them, because the weather was less than ideal. Let's just put it that way. It was not a fun weekend, or at least a fun weather weekend as far as that goes. Look, a year from now, I'm getting married in May of 2022, and I'm telling you right now, if the weather that we just experienced this past weekend is what we have to experience on my wedding day, I'm going to be very frustrated. So I am praying that that is not the case. But then again, that's my fault for picking an outdoor venue, correct? But you didn't tune into this podcast to hear about me. You tuned in to hear about the Wright State Raiders punching their ticket back to the NCAA championship following their fourth Horizon League title in the last six seasons. Wright State, they are going to be headed to the Knoxville Regional. They're the four seed. They're going to be taking on Tennessee in its opening game. That'll be Friday night, 6 o'clock on ESPN3. Wright State and Tennessee have not played this year, but they have played recently. In fact, if you rewind back to before COVID completely brought the sports world to a halt a year ago, Wright State took 2-3 from Tennessee and the Volunteers last year, and they're really going to be riding that momentum along with what they were able to accomplish this year, and of course punching their ticket back to the NCAA championships, again, the Knoxville Regional. Just a reminder that all interviews are brought to you by health and wellness company Zervita, changing lives for the better through nutritional and performance-based products and opportunities. Let's bring on the Raiders head baseball coach, Alex Sogard. Coach, first of all, congratulations. What a weekend. What a season. What a year. You're heading back to the NCAA championships. Congratulations. Welcome in. I appreciate your time today.
No, I appreciate you having me. Thanks a lot.
Absolutely. We appreciate your time. And I want to start off, for one, congratulations. What a week this has been. What a season this has been. I mean, if you rewind to a year ago when you were told that your season is just abruptly coming to a halt right after picking up momentum, taking 2-3 from Tennessee, getting a couple big wins against some really good top 25 teams, against the number one team in the country last year, not being able to build on that, your season coming to an end, and then getting to pick up right where you guys left off and capping it off with the Horizon League title and hoping to add to it, with the regional at, in Knoxville this weekend. I'm pretty sure this past year and a half has probably been one of the most emotionally draining and yet rewarding seasons of your career, I'm sure.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I mean, I think looking back, it seems like forever ago now, but, we were practicing on Thursday getting ready for the home opener of conference play against Milwaukee, and there were some rumors stirring that, the season could get suspended, it could get, canceled, which seemed pretty surreal at the time. But I think the night before, the NBA had just canceled their season, and sure enough, in the middle of practice, I got a call saying our season was indefinitely suspended and likely going to get canceled. And, that's not something you really prepare for. And so I just had to call the team up and let them know and try to be optimistic and say, listen, we don't know for sure yet. And so, our guys, just being who they are, they wanted to finish practice. And they wanted to finish, being together. And then the following Monday, we got the official news that the season was canceled. And actually, we couldn't meet as a team because of the state of the country, which was kind of crazy. Everyone had gone home, to quarantine and all that. So just a really wild ride. And when you fast forward to now, it's pretty incredible because we were able to keep basically the whole team together. We lost one guy, but all our seniors came back. So this year was very special. It was very special. And I think our guys were just that more determined after going through something like they went through last year.
No doubt. And look, we learned last year that life is way bigger than sports. And although we do rely on sports a lot, I mean, obviously that's your livelihood, that's your family's livelihood for obvious reasons. But, did it make it tougher last year knowing what kind of talented group you had? Like, you know, if you're a team that, you know, you're in a rebuilding type of situation, or, you know, you just are young and you don't have the talent to really compete to maybe win a league title or get to the NCAA championships. Not saying that those teams were fine with their season abruptly ending. But, you know, they probably didn't feel like as much was taken from them as maybe a team like yourself, who, again, coming off a huge win against one of the number one teams in the country. You know, you take 2 or 3 from Tennessee last year. You guys are building something. You're rolling. You know what kind of talent you have on that roster. Did that make it even tougher to swallow? Again, it was tough for everybody, but did knowing how talented of a group you had make that an even tougher pill to swallow when the news came down?
Yeah, there's no doubt that it did, because when you go back to the 2019 season, you know, we had a lot of success, and then we had a bad day in the tournament, and you know, felt like we were a regional team, but we didn't make it to a regional. And so in 2020, that was our goal, is to get back to where we belong. And so it was tough. It was tough. I think it was even harder on the guys and even some of our guys that were looking to play professionally, because, you know, they cut the MLB draft from 40 rounds to 5. And so now we have guys coming back that we didn't think were going to come back. And, you know, guys thought they were going to start their career professionally and came back. So there was definitely it was a hard time for everyone, you know, like it was everyone across the world. But, you know, like I said, I think because we were able to return our entire team, you know, this is definitely the closest group we've ever had since I've been here. And I think, you know, going through all that adversity has helped us grow together. And the guys have just had that, you know, determination, kind of laser-like focus, really since the fall. I mean, and I think because it was taken away once, and they just wanted to make sure that they didn't take anything for granted.
Look, we're used to seeing the success of this program, and obviously, you know, the brand of Wright State Baseball has built itself up to being, you know, a national brand. You guys aren't strangers. When these regional pairings come out and these number one and number two seeds see, you know, a 4 seed Wright State, it's not like, you know, sometimes for 4 seeds you have to go find out, oh, I didn't even know that was a school. That's not the case for Wright State. Now, you guys, you're no stranger to competition. You don't shy away from it. When you look at your non-conference, you totally just challenge yourself. You don't ease into the season. And it's just guns a-blazing. You go out there and you're ready to start swinging right off the bat. What is it like when you have that national reputation now and you go up against these premier programs, not just, you know, top Power 5 programs, but top 25 programs, top 10 programs? You know, do they say things to you guys? Like, what are some things that you hear on the road when you travel, whether it be through, whether it's the broadcast itself or even from opposing coaches? You guys have that respect. What are some things that you guys hear, you know, around the country from your opponents, especially when you're picking up and you're going out to challenge yourself early?
For sure. Yeah, we hear a few things. You know, some of the coaches call us crazy just for the strength of schedule we do early on, because a lot of those teams are trying to just get some wins under their belt, where we like to get challenged right away. You know, I think more now, we're known on a national level a little more, you know, and so we maybe don't come as much of a surprise to some of these teams. They know we're going to come in talented. But you know, at the end of the series, we typically do get some compliments on, you know, the way we play. I like our guys to play hard, you know, regardless of the score. And so that's something I preach a lot, and we typically get complimented on doing that. But I think, like you said, we like a challenge. You know, I think our guys are very confident, and they thrive in these environments, and I'm just as confident in them. You know, I really believe that we can compete and play with any team that we step on the field against, you know, and that's kind of the mindset of our players as well.
We have Alex Sogard with us here on Reach the Horizon, the official podcast of the Horizon League. You guys are a 4 seed, you know, in the Knoxville Regional. You guys have Tennessee on Friday night. I'm not trying to put you in a position to say anything negative, because this is such a great, it's been a great regular season, a great run. But help me out with this, because I'm not going to pretend to be a college baseball aficionado when it comes to this, but what in the hell is the purpose of the RPI? Because I don't understand, when you look at the things that you guys do, and is it just because you're a mid-major program? I mean, what is it that the RPI just does not move the meter for you guys in getting a more respectable seed? And maybe I'm being the negative Nancy here. I don't know, but you can correct me. But is that ever a frustration for you?
Oh, for sure. I mean, I think you hit the nail on the head a little bit. it was a little, I was a little frustrated. I was, you know, and it's tough because you're around the team and they're excited. And I, to me, I took it like a slap in the face. I'll be honest. I was pissed off. But then I was, after like, you know, processing it, you realize that at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. You know, you got to beat all the teams anyways. Mm-hmm. And every team's going to be talented in these regionals. And so, you know, did I think we were a lock for a 3 seed? I did. But again, you know, that doesn't matter at this point. But it is interesting. You wonder what they were looking at, because you hear that the RPI does matter, and ours was 25th in the country. And you know, obviously, when you look at statistics, we have some pretty good statistics to back it up. So I'm not sure. You know, I've gotten a lot of people saying that the Tennessee fans, if I was Tony Vitello, I probably wouldn't be too happy either. I mean, that guy's done a phenomenal job mm-hmm. over at Tennessee. The guy earned a 3 seed, and then all of a sudden NCAA is going to throw us as the 4 seed in their tournament. So it's interesting, but I think for us, it doesn't matter who we're playing. We still know we can compete with them, and we embrace the challenge regardless of our seed. Because like I say, you got to beat them all anyway, so it doesn't matter which number you are.
Yeah, and plus you're at least within driving distance of Wright State this time, as opposed to having to go all the way out on the West Coast. So I know I'm excited about that, being able to go to the game. So I'm pretty excited about that. I'm so happy for you guys. I mean, this has been such a weird year, of course, with COVID and everything. And like you said, to be able to get the majority of all but one of your roster back, to still give them the chance to compete for what they were looking forward to last year, this is huge. I mean, you talent all up and down the roster. Quincy Hamilton, who I just got word, and you know, named the collegiate baseball first team All-American. I mean, just unbelievable talent, one of many unbelievable talents you have on this roster. Just talk about some of the key components you have right now with the guys that have come, that came back and have been a part of this run to get to this point of the season.
Yeah, obviously, Quincy, what an awesome story with that kid. You know, a Centerville High kid, local kid, redshirted and didn't get to play much his first few years. You know, he was behind two top 10 rounders and the NCAA Gold Glove winner in center field. So he had to wait his turn a little bit, but we knew how talented he was. And it's just awesome to see that the world got to see it this year. You know, the guy ends up being player of the year and then just got, like you said, I heard this morning he was a first-team All-American, which is such a tremendous honor. When you look at that, there's 3 outfielders in the whole country that made it on first team, and he was one of them. So really cool, and he's about as humble as it gets. And so he's obviously a big part of our team. And then, you know, Damon Dews is our shortstop. He's kind of our spark plug at the top of the lineup. He makes us go. You know, he's a guy that got a lot of pro interest last summer, decided to come back. Tyler Black, who's probably the biggest pro prospect we have, will likely go top 3, top 5 rounds in the draft this year. Our second baseman, just a really good hitter, good feel for the strike zone. And then some of our younger guys, Sammy Sass, who's a second-year freshman, and Alex Sayer. I call those guys the Bash Brothers because they've just come in and done a great job and put up some power numbers. But I think our whole lineup is deep 1 through 9. You know, I think that's what I love about it. It's like if you get through it one time, we're already back at the top and good luck trying to get through it again.
Alex Sogard, Wright State baseball coach with us here on Reach the Horizon, the official podcast of the Horizon League. The Raiders heading back to the NCAA championship after capturing their 4th Horizon League title in the last 6 seasons. In fact, they're heading to the Knoxville Regional as the 4th seed, and they're going to be taking on Tennessee in their opening game Friday night, 6:00 on ESPN3. Coach, if you don't mind, just kind of how is this matchup going to unfold? I mean, what are some of the strengths and weaknesses of Tennessee that you feel can potentially hurt your team, and as far as their strengths, and what about their weaknesses? What are some of the weaknesses that you feel confident that you match up with the Volunteers pretty well? I thought you made a great point earlier. You know, it's easy to focus on the fact that you felt you were underseeded, but you're not the only one upset about that, because if Tennessee probably is in the same boat. I mean, you're not a traditional 4th seed. You are one of the more talented 4th seeds, you know, so as far as that goes, this is going to be a very interesting matchup because you have the talent to match up with these guys.
Yeah, they're a really good team. I think they're a very similar team to us a little way. You know, they have a lot of speed. They like to steal bases. They're aggressive offensively. They can really swing the bats, and then they have some power arms like we do as well. So it's definitely going to be a dogfight. I think, you know, because we played there last year, that helps us out a little bit, just because we're familiar with the team, we're familiar with the stadium. But also, they, you know, they're not going to forget that we handed them their only two losses last season. So I think it's a two-way street there. So, you know, I think the guys are excited for the challenge, because no doubt they're one of the best teams in the country. But like I said, we like to embrace those challenges. And I think if we pitch it well, I think if we can, if our pitchers can keep us in the game, you know, it'll give our offense a chance to give us a fight.
All right, good stuff. Alex Sogard, Wright State head baseball coach, good enough to join us on this week's edition of Reach the Horizon, the official podcast of the Horizon League. Wright State heading back to the NCAA championship after capturing its fourth Horizon League title in the last six seasons. Wright State, Tennessee, Friday night, 6 o'clock on ESPN3. Coach, thanks so much for your time. We're pulling for you. This is such a fun and exciting team to watch, and we'll be touching base here soon, especially with the draft around the corner, since you're going to be flooding the draft with a lot of prospects. So we're excited about that too.
No problem. Thank you again for having me. I appreciate it.